This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Time for the Easy Organic Gardener. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, worm and bug farmer. How many worm and bug farmers do you know? Ecopreneur and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to be with all of you again. I am broadcasting live from the Terranea Hotel and Resort in a place I think is called Palos Verdes, California. And I'm here with my family and many, many dear friends to celebrate the wedding of one of my daughter's and son's best friends, Miss Jerusha. And she got married last night in a gorgeous ceremony to Michael. And we flew out here yesterday to be with them and with the kids and also with Camille Clayton, my son's girlfriend. And so we're just having a wonderful time. Anyway, I'm thrilled to be with you, and I'm more thrilled about my guest. She is the impressive author and creator of GardeningWithConfidence.com, and her name is Helen Yost. Before I ask her to join me, though, I want to make sure that each of you receive a copy of our new Arbicogen Organics Winter Catalog. It's hot off the press, and it has what you need for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, and livestock, and pet needs. And if you're already a customer of Arbico Organics, you'll be receiving your copy in the mail. And if you are not and you'd like to receive a copy, all you need to do is go to our website, which is www.arbico, arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. And you can place your order there, or you can always give us a call at our handy toll-free number, which is 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be happy to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about my amazing guest this hour. Helen Yost is a lifelong outdoor enthusiast and a curious gardener. She's curious about plant, soil, design, and how others use these to create their gardens at home. She's also curious about what plants to do for us today and here and now, and also about their history and lore. Plants have a colorful past, and these plants are what led her to write her second book, Plants with Benefits, An Uninhibited Guide to the Aphrodisiac Herbs, Fruits, Flowers, and Veggies in Your Garden. She's an award-winning freelance and writer and garden stylist. She has traveled the world visiting public and private gardens so she can step into the dream that was just once an imagination. Her work has appeared in Country Gardens, Better Homes and Gardens, Martha Stewart Living, Carolina Gardener, and many others. And her work also led her to author Gardening with Confidence, 50 Ways to Add Style for Personal Creativity. And Helen curates garden art. She serves on the board of the JSD Ralston Arboretum. She is an impressive lady, and she's also been in the National Honor Society for Floriculture, Landscape, Horticulturist, and Ornamental Horticulture, and she lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, tending to her beautiful half-hour wildlife habitat, along with her husband and three beautiful children. And now I would like to ask Helen to join me. Hi, Helen. How are you today?
Hi, Sherry. Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
You're pretty amazing. You are outstanding. And I want everybody just listening to tune in to the website, Gardening with Confidence. GardeningWithConfidence.com. That is a beautiful website. I don't know how you find the time to do all the stuff you're doing. It's so impressive. It's that half acre haven. The next time in your area, I'm definitely coming over.
Oh, please do.
Beautiful.
I'd love to give the nickel tour, and it'll take about an hour because I like to point out all the details, maybe even two. So you'll have to stay for lunch or dinner.
All right. I'll bring the wine.
Perfect.
It's so pretty. I have a best friend that I grew up with, and she lives in New Jersey, which, of course, is called the Garden State. She is a master gardener, and she calls herself a lazy composter. And she reminds me of you in that she has 5 acres. And this home, it started off with nothing but, you know, flat grass in the front, flat grass in the back, and then a little woods.
Uh-huh.
And she has turned it into a haven. And when I go to visit her, she literally takes me on a walk through the whole property.
Oh.
And, oh, it is so beautiful to see all the, you know, the water features and all the different gardens. And they have, you know, height and all sorts of garden art that's there. I mean, it is living and otherwise. And, oh, talk about a, it is a haven for sure.
I might need to come see that garden.
She'd be happy to show you around. So let's get into our conversation here. How did you get started with gardening? I mean, what was it that inspired you? Was it, you know, your parents? Tell us your story, a little bit more about your story.
Well, you know, I was sparked by a memory recently. I thought my first memory was just wanting to hang out in the garden with my dad because my dad was outside and my mom was inside. I thought, okay, well, where would I rather be? And I just, outdoors is my place to be in all weather at any time of the year. I just prefer being in a place where I can feel the wind on my face. But then I remembered another memory of my grandfather. So I was 4 or 5, and he had grapes that had dried and, you know, became raisins. And I couldn't believe that this food that was this juicy grape that I would have was also this delicious raisin. So I would take the grapes and put them on the hot concrete. In fact, this was in New Jersey, just to see if I could get them to dry. And I did that at the beginning of our week vacation there. And by the end, I had raisins, and I was hooked. Couldn't believe it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So.
Now, you remind me of me in so many ways. Just, you know, it's not about the perfection of the garden. It's just about getting out there and digging and watching things grow. And
yeah.
it starts from nothing, and like you say, you get to have your imagination expressed.
Yeah.
In a beautiful outdoor setting. And anyway, I just love what you're doing, and I love your books too. These are especially this last one, Gardening with Confidence: 50 Ways to Add Style for Personal Creativity. That's the book that so many people meet, you know, they really do.
Yes, and it was fun to write because I wanted just to say, all right, we're going to add elements to the garden and talk about different kinds of gardens. And it was really kind of, I don't know, probably more like 50 magazine stories on gardening itself, just kind of pulled together. I mean, they weren't necessarily all written. Some of them were. But I wanted to touch on what was really, really important to me when I come to a garden, like going up by adding arbor, and then it's not just the transition point into the garden that can become a beautiful element, but it's just another layer to be able to put plantings in to attract wildlife. You know, as you know, I primarily grow for the wildlife, and a lot of those are edibles that I'm not too worried about harvesting, that I'm happy that the birds and the bees and the butterfly are attracted to. So, you know, I don't get all freaked out when I don't get any blueberries because I can go buy them at the farmer's market. I'm okay with that. And the birds will get it, and I'm not going to fight them. I'm okay with that. So it's fun. It's fun for me to share and to bring this life and this movement and the sound into my garden that also is helping me pollinate and give me joy from song and just watching the color as the butterflies travel through. Nothing rocks my world more than that.
Ah, and I love it when you, those words are just music. Rocks my world. And that's, we're going to talk about this more, about the way you set your garden up sustainably and for the benefit of wildlife when we come back from the break. For those of you who are listening, take a quick little snack break. We're coming right back in about 3 minutes, so don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. We like it easy. And along with me this hour is the lovely Helen Yost, and she is quite the lady. She is the author of two amazing books, Gardening with Confidence, 50 Ways to Add Style for Personal Creativity, and Plants with Benefits, an uninhibited guide to the aphrodisiac herbs, fruits, flowers, and veggies in your garden. Along with that, Helen has an amazing website, gardeningwithconfidence.com. Welcome back, Helen.
I'm glad to be here. This is a lot of fun.
I'm so glad you're here. So let's talk about what is so dear to your heart, this idea of becoming a sustainable gardener. And, what does that mean when it comes to gardening? What does it mean? And particularly when you talk about the benefits of gardening to all of wildlife.
Yes, you know, and this is a journey. It's nothing you really have to do overnight, and I didn't, so I hope I can lead by example. But I really didn't become an organic gardener until my first child was born 18 years ago this month. And
aww.
I just...
Happy birthday!
Yeah, she's a dear. But I said, I am not going there. I am not chasing the next bug. I'm not putting myself at risk. I'm not putting my daughter at risk. I am going to create a sustainable, organic wildlife habitat that we can all enjoy. And so that was that first step. And I wrote about this in the Gardening with Confidence book, that I wonder if there's ever been a study done that would equate studies of mothers are better drivers once they have children, or women are better drivers once they have children. And there are studies that prove that, because we want to be protective of our children, and so we drive differently and we handle our life completely differently. And the same thing happened to me with organic gardening. I said, I am not putting my kids at unnecessary risk because I don't want holes in my leaves, or, you know, I want perfection. So I stopped immediately. It took about a year for my garden to get in balance. Then it was a year worth, a lifetime of gardening without fear of chemicals in my beds. So it was the right decision at the time. But then, you know, as part of also gardening for the wildlife, but also sustainable gardening, is to create a water-wise design. And that became important to me in 2007 when we had the worst drought in 100 years. We haven't experienced anything like it since, but during that year, I redid my beds, and fortunately, I didn't lose a lot because I had already intuitively been thinking along those lines. But for my water-wise design, it's really kind of interesting. If you've ever renovated a house, you put in, say, a new heating system or new wiring, you know, and it's like, oh, you can't even see, you know, the benefits of what I just did, all that money and I have no benefits. Well, water-wise design is kind of like that. You're doing this upfront work that will last you now a lifetime of gardening, and it kind of gives you a roadmap in your head. You create your beds in three zones, the oasis, transitional, and the xeric zone. And the idea is the oasis zone is going to be a zone closest to a water source, and that could be a spigot. It doesn't, you know, mean you're never watering. It could be the end of a French drain pipe, or, you know, it could be next to a water vessel that you're harvesting water from. So, you know, it can, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to create an oasis zone. The transitional zone is a space that will never need water. Unless there's an absence of rain after about a month or 6 months. So in Raleigh, we tend not to go that long without rain. But then in the xeric beds, there's no water at all. So you're not supplementing water at all. You're just creating a bed that can survive on its own. And those are usually at the furthest reaches of the garden. So, you know, you just don't want to drag a hose around to water. And you don't definitely don't want automatic irrigation. I actually have it. I put it in during my pre-WaterWise design days, and I've just taken the pump off. Interestingly, I have to pay for an inspection every 3 years, even though I tell the city it's off. I'm never using it, but I figure that's a small price to pay.
Yes. So then, there's the oasis, and then the other two zones. Let's talk a little bit about the Xeric zone, because this is one that's very dear to my heart. Oh,
yeah,
love those butterflies.
Yes. Well, and there are a lot of great plants and that survive well in Xeric. And it's not, you know, traditionally you might think, oh, well, they all have to be cactus and, you know, succulents and stuff. And but, you know, there's lantana, for example, a great butterfly plant that survives just fine without supplemental watering. A lot of the agaves. I do have hardy agaves for here. We're a 7B, so we don't have the range, say, Southern California has, which makes me so envious. But then we also have others that we can put in there, other flowers. But then, you know, when you're building a wildlife habitat, you're looking at really four major things to put in, and that's, of course, water. All wildlife needs a water source, and it can be as simple as a bird bath, and it could be as big as a pond. But I also put in multiple water sources, and nothing elaborate, but I also do it at different levels, so ground level, so that, you know, the turtle can find water, or the box turtles in my garden can find water, and then higher for birds that want to get away from, say, feral cats, and then lower levels that, you know, different levels of wildlife can get and drink from and bathe from. The next, of course, is cover. Birds need a place to cover, and that's all levels, whether it's going to be ground level, ground plants, ground cover, annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, vines, you know, they need to be able to escape quickly from predators. So it becomes an opportunity to create a dense, lush landscape, which is what I like. I'm a tall woman, and I contend that I like big plants because I want to be able to see them in the eye. So I create huge levels and, you know, outrageously tall plants. You know, if it's tall, I want it in my garden. Of course, you don't have to be tall to want that.
Yeah, it's like a jungle, though. You have all the understories and the canopy, and it's just layer after layer after layer. And, you know, in nature, that's how it's done.
Yes, it is. And then, you know, what else, you know, the benefit that comes from that, too, is you've now created diversity, which is great for the wildlife because they need lots of different food sources and then places to nest. So, you know, they're, you know, certain birds are going to nest at 9 foot and others at 12 foot. And so being right. able to have all these opportunities for them is, you know, the second benefit of that.
It is such a benefit. We're going to come right back in a few minutes. And when we do, Helen, I'd like to have you talk to us about Helen Paven, your half hour acre wildlife habitat. So those of you who are listening, go full way. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is Helen Yost. She helps readers explore, discover, and express what their own style actually is. She helps us through this voyage, self-expression laid out, not as a designer would approach the subject matter, but as an enlightened guide who over the years has worked through the obstacles. Welcome back, Helen. And we're going to talk a little bit about this amazing wildlife habitat that you have called Helen's Haven. Tell us more about it. We were just talking about the different plantings and the water aspect. And, of course, we're talking also about xeriscaping, how important that is. And we want to hear a little bit more about this amazing haven.
All right. Well, it's a half acre, and it's in a very suburban neighborhood, kind of a she neighborhood, actually. You know, so I went out on the limb, but I don't have a homeowners association. So I try to be respectful, and but I'm a plant geek. I really, really like plants. And if I see something that I think is going to benefit the wildlife, I'm going to add to it. And this year, I'm kind of breaking new ground. I just posted about it on my blog where I wanted crab apples for the wildlife and then also maybe to make cider with as well. And I had groundbreaking because I do have a center bit of grass in my front lawn. And I knew one day I was going to tap into it, but I just decided this was the year to do it. So I researched the crab apples that would do well here, that would be abundant, that would be very beneficial for the wildlife, both the flower and the fruit, and enough, something that could produce enough that I could have some of it as well. And I went with a transcendent crab apple, and it's right in the middle of my lawn. And so now my next step is to figure out how to add pattern around it, and then what plants would anchor that. So I'm kind of like giving that grass area up, and it'll eventually become a walking path through the garden. I love to walk through a garden, not just sit and look at it. So I'm going to probably add some stone from the street going up, and then being able to turn around and still put it in a formal pattern, but with wild plants. I selected the inkberry to be, I selected four of them that they would anchor around it. I'm still looking for a pollinator for it. You know, it's really interesting to me and kind of frustrating that plants that need a pollinator to fruit, they don't often sell one, or, you know, one that overlaps with the flowering time of the one you're putting in, and it can be frustrating. So I'm on the hunt now for finding the pollinator to go with that, and that's one of the powers of Facebook. I put it up on one of the, you know, plant geek sites, and got two or three good recommendations within an hour. So, you know, It's like, it's faster than Google. I'm telling you, Facebook now has become faster than Google.
Wow.
I learn a lot in the gardening communities there. I'm on Facebook. I'm at Helen Yost and Gardening with Confidence, and also Plants with Benefits. But we really are a strong gardening community there. Anyway, I'm digressing. And I don't know what else I'll put in, but I'm looking hard at putting more fruit trees in. I have them in pots because I knew I wanted them. I've got some American persimmon, Asian persimmon, cherry, a service berry, but I haven't made the commitment to put them in the ground because I'm kind of running out of ground. And I thought, well, at least I can have them in these large pots. So now I'm kind of thinking, well, do I want to put them, you know, out in this front? And so anyway, you know, the funny thing is my husband, he is very gracious about letting me do whatever I want in the garden. But even I sometimes think I might be going overboard. I don't want to have this conversation with him of, honey, did we really need four fruit trees in the front yard to go with the crab apple?
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. Oh, it just sounds so lovely, and at the same time, people can go right to your website and see the pictures, and it is really a beautiful, beautiful habitat that you've created there. I'm
well,
so happy.
Thank you. And from the planting standpoint, I really look. I have to stay within my zones, and so that's fun. And it also saves you a fortune in making planting mistakes. You know, by putting something thirsty in your xeric zone, you know, I now not just say, okay, sun, shade. No, what zone is this going into? And so do I have room in my oasis? Because this is going to need water, and I'm not going to pamper this in a zone that it doesn't belong in. So it's really, you know, we all make these spontaneous buys. I do it on almost a daily basis. But at least now I have a map to say, okay, I don't have the sun or the water for this, or I don't have the shade and the xeric for this. So I put it back. The good news is I do have a half acre, and I'm not limited, you know, so far by too much. But I'm looking for really early bloomers because I want the hummingbirds that are coming through. One of the fun things about hummingbirds is the columbine, when it's in bloom, that's usually the time when the hummingbirds are migrating through. So I make sure I have a lot of hummingbird food early, and not just a feeder. I can put out a feeder, but I try to do everything that I don't need to supplemental feed with them. And I have lots of hummingbirds, which is fun. We only have one type of hummingbird here, which is the rufous, but it's still a beautiful bird. And we occasionally will get an anna when it picks up a strange wind and comes our way, but we don't rely on those. But I also have salvias for the hummingbirds, any tubular-shaped type plant that suits their needs so that they can feed while in flight. And so salvias are old reliables for me, but I try to do them early, like the tangerine beauty, cross vine, the agaves will bloom, and they love those cannas. They love the cannas. I mean, you think it's like this huge plant that they wouldn't even know what to do when they got in the door, but they're very attracted to that. And the butterflies love the lantana, any kind of umbular-shaped plant, so that they can alight and sip. They can land and sip the nectar. The echinaceas are happy for them. The bee balms are happy for them. So actually, the bee balm has got an interesting shape because both the hummingbirds and the bees and the bee balm, I mean, the butterflies go for that. And then for my birds, I'm not quick at tidying up. I leave the seed heads in for the birds to come. The finches love the rudbeckia and the echinacea. So, you know, I don't view a spent flower as something that needs to be removed. I view it as something to enjoy and knowing what's going to come next once that seed is dry.
It's a whole new meaning to dry flower arrangements, right?
Yes, it really is, you know, and they become beautiful. There's beauty in the eye of the beholder. And once you realize what you're beholding, you think, wow, I get that. In fact, the newspaper is coming to photograph on Tuesday because they're doing a story on wildlife habitats and what you should be doing in the fall. And I said, well, that makes it easy because you really don't want to do a whole lot. You know, you're really looking at more at late winter before, in early spring before you're cutting back, because you want to leave nesting material out, you want to leave seed out, and you want all the berries to be available for the birds. And some of them, they need them to be rotten before they eat, or you know, rotting.
Right.
Some of them are going to eat it.
Fermenting.
Yeah.
They like fermented things too.
Yeah. They're bumping in your windows, so you got to protect them from that as well, because they're getting a little drunk.
There you go. We're gonna take another quick break. We're coming right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about aphrodisiac herbs, fruits, flowers, and veggies. So don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me is the vivacious Helen Yost. She's a lifelong outdoor enthusiast and a curious gardener. She's curious about plant soil design and how others use these to create their gardens at home. She's also an award-winning freelance writer and garden stylist, and she's traveled the world visiting public and private gardens so she can be a part of that. Welcome back, Helen. Let's talk about this this other book, which has me intrigued because I was on the website and checking it out, and it sure is beautiful, the way you put it together. But what I really am intrigued by is this, the title, which is Plants of Benefits. I like this. An exhibited guide to the aphrodisiac herbs, fruits, flowers, and veggies in your garden. Sounds risque,
right?
Risque gardening.
This mild-mannered gardener in Raleigh, North Carolina writes a book about aphrodisiatic plants. Go figure.
I love it.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I was originally going to write a wildlife book, and Plants with Benefits was really specifically host plants and nectar plants and that sort of thought the benefits of for wildlife, and sold the book with St. Lin's Press, and then they got to thinking, and their reps got to thinking, you know, who are selling the books to Barnes & Noble and whatnot, that it's just such a great title that we should just go for it and just do it on aphrodisiatic plants. And so they came back to me with this idea, and I thought, oh, what a hoot. What's out there, though? You know, I really didn't know what was out there. And so I said, let me just poke around a little bit. I was working on another story about avocados. And so I said, well, I wonder if avocado is an aphrodisiac. Sure enough, it was. So I said, well, you know, I see them all in the grocery store, and, you know, they're smooth and they're dimply. They're kind of, you know, very sexy, this pear shape, which all beautiful women will become, you know. So,
woo-hoo!
You know, what was it? Was it when you cut it open? Was it the pit? Was it the well side that was left behind? I couldn't figure it out. So I started doing more research, and then I learned that it's called the testicle tree. By the ancient Aztecs in Mexico.
Wow.
So I was like, what? And it was so powerful, the image of these avocados, see, they grow in pairs. And the image was so powerful that even during harvest time, they would lock their virgin daughters in the house. They were so afraid that the field hands would get too rambunctious. I thought, no way. I mean, this is, we're talking thousands of years ago. So I learned that shape is the most important thing, that the visual sensory, you know, kind of if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, you know. I'm not making this stuff up. I you know, this stuff is so good. You know, I'm just going with the flow. I also, you know, learned that it was also scent. Almonds is a great example. Almonds, there's a chapter on almonds in there. And, you know, when you think about your traditional wedding cakes, it's almond flavor. Well, there's a history for that. And the history is that early on, almonds were considered a fertility food and was what was put under the bride's, the new couple's bed when they got married, and they were gifts of almonds, and the ancient Romans were, you know, just enthralled with this. And so I thought, I never knew that, and I thought, yes, this really, really could be a fun book, you know, and I tried to write it in with humor, you know, because it's, you know, I am not, you know, Dr. Love or anything. I'm just a gardener, but I love history, love history. And this was an aspect on the history of plants. So I wrote it in such that I gave the front-end history of the plant, the lore of how it was used and why it was used, and then the recent studies, if there were any studies on how it worked, you know, was it scent, was it visual, was it shape? So I wanted to research that, and then, you know, were there any studies that said, hey, this doesn't really work scientifically, or it did, you know, and most of them did at some level, whether it was studies on rats or studies on humans. There was a lot of research done by the Smell and Taste Clinic in Chicago that measured stuff on men. I'm blushing.
Oh, my gosh. Blushing, too.
And they would find this increase, and you can figure out what that increase is by certain foods. And, you know, one of my favorites was that lavender had a 40% increase in male libido compared to cheese pizza that only had 5%. So you need to put your lavender on your cheese pizza.
That would be a pizza pro and call, maybe. You know, talking about those almonds just for a second here, it just occurred to me, it seems like at almost every wedding I've been to that they always give you a little gift. And you remember those, they're almonds that are candy coated.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Isn't that interesting? So see, this stuff is, this is no joke. It's real stuff, you know?
Yeah. And who knew, right?
Oh,
who knew?
Amazing.
Casanova. He attributed his virility to eating celery soup every day.
Mm. There you go.
There you go.
Well, I have no argument with that because, you know, if that's what it took, you know.
You're blushing. We're going to have to change the subject.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. But it's such a fun topic. And I don't have the book yet. I'm right after the show, though, I'm going to order it. I love stuff like that. I love reading anything that has to do with gardening and the history. I had the drunken botanist on the show one time, and it was so fascinating to find out, you know, when you're at a bar someplace and you're looking at gin, you know, what is it made out of? And so it's very interesting.
It's a great conversation starter. You're at a party now, and you can say, let me tell you the story about avocados when you're, you know, dipping into the guacamole, you know. You'll never look at an avocado the same again. And then you're hoping that you're getting people to talk about plants in a very fun and festive way. So it really is about community and talking about plants, you know, because not everyone is going to be interested in growing it. But if you can get them interested in talking about the food and, you know, where that comes from and what it once meant in society, you might, you know, that might be the gateway. You never know.
That's, I'm right there with you. We've got about 2 more minutes left here. It just goes by so fast, Helen. I want you to just share with us, you know, what you're teaching your children and others about wildlife habitat.
I'm pretty evangelical about it, and I try to do it in a non-pushy way. But it really is just important from the prospect of food. You know, I love to give the example that for a cucumber to be straight in its growth pattern, it has to have been visited by a bee 11 times. I also love to tell people that water is important for your birds year round. And so you need to break the ice if it's frozen over, and you need to keep that replenished. A bird is more likely to die, 3 times more likely to die from lack of water than lack of food. And so it's so important to, you know, get out there. But it also gives you an opportunity to go out there and change that water, you know, every 4 or 5 days, or top it off on a routine basis. So you're back out in the garden, and when you're out there, you can start, you know, planting things for winter interests. But the garden is a beautiful place year-round, and that's one of the things that I've taught the kids. Now, we have a relatively mild winter. We can grow a lot of things year-round because we're 7B. So, you know, a typical winter day is going to be 45 or anywhere between 35 and 45. So it's not, and very rarely do we have snow cover. So there's advantages and disadvantages to that, and you've got to just work with what you have.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, it teaches us, and we are there as students and teachers of all of nature. And thank you so much, Helen. I really appreciate you being
thank
on
you,
the
Cheryl.
Show. You bet. For everybody who's listening, thank you also. We'll have another wonderful guest next week. This is Sherry Herrera-Desai for the Easy Organic Gardener.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815, 1-844-500-0815, or visit irefusetoage.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.